hard to believe, but it is 31 years since Riverdance burst onto our screens as the interval act during the 1994 Eurovision Song Contest. It became a cultural phenomenon and has toured the world numerous times. The show is now back in Ireland and getting ready to celebrate 30 years on home soil, as our reporter Sheila Nocton has been finding out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Riverdance.
It was my ultimate dream. Das Phenomenon, as they said in Germany.
Broadway, travel, timeless, energetic.
Passion is what comes to mind.
I just think that Riverdance is timeless and I think that it stay for generations to come.
Cast members old, new and aspiring on what Riverdance means to them as the now world famous show gets ready to mark 30 years back home in Ireland. It's been three decades. Yes, three. Since that haunting traditional Irish music played out alongside the original Riverdance performance. Tomorrow, Riverdance 30, The New Generation, will start a 14-week run at the Gaiety Theatre, and we got invited along to one of their final rehearsals.
In the Point Theatre, when Riverdance finished, 4,000 people jumped to their feet in unison, but I was in tears. I knew something special had happened.
John McColgan, co-founder and the original director, is one of the reasons they're now celebrating a 30-year anniversary.
I was a big fan of the Broadway musical and I wanted to take Irish dance out of the very straight-laced way it had been performed. We change it and polish it all the time. The fundamental show is the same, but you get new energy every time there's a new cast. They're like young athletes now and they take it very, very seriously.
One of those athletes is Anna Mae Fitzpatrick, one of the principal dancers on this summer's show.
Every night I get to perform, I feel like it's a dream come true again, because every night is a different audience. It starts from the moment I wake up. I try to remember little moments throughout the day that are going to make that evening's performance even more special. Being backstage with the cast, feeding off their energy, you know, saying goodbye to loved ones before you go, and just knowing the magic that you're about to experience on stage. It's something that I'm really lucky to get to live. You get better every single day as long as you want to. It's really an honour to be in this role, and there's been so many people before me that have paved the way. It gives me goosebumps to think about.
But there's more. Before the three-month run gets underway, a special performance will take place later tonight in front of hundreds of former River dancers. One of those is Brendan DeGauley, who was the principal dancer in the early years and has fond memories.
There were many, many highlights. I did the Eurovision, for example. I became principal dancer a couple of years after. So these were massive highlights. And then I was in the company, it was a Liffey company, so we toured the rest of the world. So that was mainland Europe, Britain, Australia, New Zealand and Japan. So for me, it was all those experiences, being in places that I'd probably never have gone to.
Have things changed? What have you seen?
The form continues to evolve. So certain things become very fashionable. So in our day, it wasn't that it was loose. We were still polished, but it was a different sort of kind of a style. It was a little bit more juicy, maybe. It was a little bit less military. And what I find now is that it is really slick. Now, all the numbers are mostly the same, but it's just to the trained eye, the dancing is slightly different. It's quite virtuosic and it's very, very polished.
For one family, tonight's show represents more than just reminiscing, and we'll see the passing of the torch. While 17-year-old Sheena McMorrow is too young to join Riverdance yet, she will be part of tonight's special performance, following in the footsteps of her parents, who are both Riverdance alumni.
My parents both met in Riverdance, and that just made it so clear that Irish dancing was going to be a big part of my life. I grew up with dancing. My mum would take me to all of her dancing classes that she would be teaching. I'm not old enough just yet, but the reunion is happening, which means that there's going to be around 700 former River dancers in the audience at the Gaiety, and I'm going to be performing in that, so it's a lot of pressure, but I'm very excited for it.
I'm Claire McMorrow.
And I'm Jonathan McMorrow.
Funnily enough, myself and Jonathan joined Riverdance on the same day. The company was splitting the company and creating two shows, and there was quite a number of spaces, and we started our tour in London.
For you, what's it like to see your daughter want to follow in your footsteps?
It's fabulous for her to be able to do this. I mean, she's grown up with it. She's known about it since she was a very, very young child. She's looked forward to this day for a very, very long time. Hopefully she's just starting her journey of a very similar experience.
So one thing's for sure. Riverdance is still in the hearts of audiences, yes, but also Irish dancers, past, present and future. So how will the international phenomenon head into the next 30 years? John McColgan again.
I have a guy called Porrick Moyles who's now running the show. He's meticulous and he gives everybody enormous confidence. Please God, there's not going to be an end. I mean, we're already booking 2028. I don't see any reason why it shouldn't keep going. Our motto every night is opening night. If they do that continuously, it will keep going.
And that was the famous Riverdance song and dance ending that report from Sheila Nocton. We'll take a break.